WFIR News Time is now 8:45. Tourism has become an increasingly important source of jobs and revenue to our region and to many other regions as well. And that makes successful tourism efforts increasingly competitive, important. Now, today we have the president of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, Landon Howard, live with us. And also Catherine Fox, vice president of public affairs and development, to talk about how our region is trying to bring more visitors here. And Catherine and Landon, on behalf of Evan Jones, who is also with us this morning, let us welcome you to WFIR. Nice to have you in studio with us.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Now, first up, I guess, everyone talks about the value of breweries like Deschutes and Ballast Point to confirming the region's changing identity. Do you expect them to have any noticeable impact on tourism? And either of you can take that question.
Without question. We tell people that we're becoming more and more known for bikes, beer, and brains. And I will tell you, the opening of Ballast Point up in Botetourt County is just huge. They'll have a restaurant, tasting room, and it will be a destination in and of itself. And we are very excited about what the beer culture is accomplishing here, and it is certainly bringing in more visitation.
Well, this is Evan Jones, and welcome both. Perhaps it's important to just mention, go ahead briefly, what do you do at Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge?
Well, thank you for asking. We were once called the Roanoke Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau, but we went through a branding effort. We found out when people go on vacation, they go to the beach, the big city, and the mountains, and this was the only place in the country that was promoting itself going on a valley vacation. So we have changed our name to Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, and we represent the city of Roanoke, Roanoke County, also Salem, Botetourt, and Franklin counties. And it's a big visitor region, which is very prosperous. And it's just had its seventh consecutive record-breaking year.
To what extent do you expect Amtrak service when it comes? Everyone's talking about that's great. Now we can go to Washington from here or points north. To what extent would it realistically, do you expect, have an impact on tourism?
This is going to be a huge opportunity for us because it's going to open up markets for us that we are currently in, but it's going to give our visitors and potential visitors new access. We hear many in Northern Virginia saying that they'll bring their families down on a Friday or a Saturday and enjoy biking in downtown Roanoke and just being able to take the food tours, the beer tours. We're growing as a destination, and we see a huge variety of things changing as a result of that new way of getting here.
Now, say you're a family with some kids and you're in Northern Virginia. You have choices of what to do in the summer. Philly, all the history there, New York maybe, the beaches, Williamsburg, Colonial Williamsburg, Busch Gardens. Convince them to come to the Valley.
Well, we all already
to
are.
Virginia's Blue Ridge.
To Virginia's Blue Ridge. We really already are. Last year, we had 1.2 million room nights. That means that we sold nearly 1.2 million hotel rooms. We have hotels under construction as we speak and more coming. And that means we already have a variety of what people are looking for. People say, well, we don't have a Disney World or a Disneyland. Well, we do. We have these beautiful mountains called the Blue Ridge Mountains. And with that comes incredible food, culture, music, and the variety is really what sells. And that's what's going to bring people in.
Hey, Catherine Fox, can you take us inside the war room here? What are y'all working on that's kind of big that's coming up?
Well, part of what we do is focusing on creating that demand. So our marketing efforts, our sales efforts, bringing in sports tournaments, really we're here to bring more people, create that demand, create and generate more visitor spending. So, you know, what we're trying to do is develop more niche markets, whether it be, as Landon mentioned, mountain biking is becoming more of an initiative here. And you mentioned the Amtrak and the breweries, and you know, we've got everything from Black Dog Salvage and Salvage Dogs. We really are putting ourselves on the map. So Virginia's Blue Ridge, besides that of the Blue Ridge Parkway, we are a destination, and we are centrally located on the East Coast. We've made ourselves a great spot.
And really, if I may add, we're the first date for economic development. People first have to come here to experience us, and then when they've come here, they then find it's hip and cool to live here. And then the business must exist here. And then the cycle just continues as we see more and more people being interested in living in this area. There's more young people living in downtown Roanoke now than at any time in recent history. And that's just growing and growing and growing. So what Catherine was talking about with sports, we have 170 sport tournaments and events that are booked for this year alone. We just booked the U.S. Tennis Association tournament for the new courts down along Riverside. So the demand is not a problem. Literally finding the space to put everybody is really the key.
Talk about the tennis a little more. What's going on? That sounds new.
The new courts that are down on Reserve Avenue, once those were built, it really opened up a door to the United States Tennis Association on a regional level. So they've been throughout other spots throughout Virginia. We have some great leaders here with the USTA, and they recognized the importance and the value of these new tennis courts. So they came to us, said, what can we do to get these folks here? They partnered with us. That's the great thing about residents here. What we have are a great deal of resources that we can bring to people who have associations. If they're going to Virginia Beach to a meeting, they're going to Northern Virginia, they're going anywhere, we can note that we have the facilities here to host sports tournaments as well as meetings and conferences, annual, any kind of family reunions, that kind of thing. So we're their resource. So that's a good scenario of the USTA leaders coming to us locally to match the opportunity to bring this group here.
One of the other things I'll add, too, is that we have hosted more NCAA tournament events than any place else in the United States other than Omaha, Nebraska. And we just booked this past fall the CIAA national tournament. And also we've had other NCAA tournaments that we booked, and we may have some great announcements coming up here in the next month or so.
Sounds like you're working on it, right?
Certainly. We have several things that are in the making, and we really, what's going on in neuroscience in downtown Roanoke, and the expansions that's going on with the Research Center and Carilion, I think there's going to be some huge opportunities that are becoming our way as a result of their expansion.
Man, I think that's some exciting news. That's really something to look forward to. And folks, we are chatting this morning. A couple of in-studio guests. We have the president of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, Landon Howard, with us. Also, Catherine Fox, vice president of public affairs and development. WFIR's Evan Jones is here. We're having a good time talking about getting visitors to our region. Now, do we have the necessary resources to effectively market our region in competition with so many others? How far from Roanoke do our efforts extend?
Well, thank you for asking that, because I will tell you what really makes our efforts strong is the fact that we know how to work together. And I'm going to give a great compliment to Chris Morrill, the city manager of Roanoke. He saw that we needed to work together as a region. He's been incredibly supportive of what we do and marketing ourselves as a destination, and just working with the city of Roanoke, the city of Salem, Roanoke County, Botetourt, and Franklin County. We sit down every month and strategize on how we are going to build on this destination. And we have an incredible reach out to the community that through marketing and communications, we probably host on in order of about 80 travel journalists per year. We have major articles in USA Today, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Boston Globe. People are hearing about us, and as a result of that PR, they are coming.
We're speaking with Landon Howard and Catherine Fox of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. Word is that it's part of your efforts to really make this a mountain biking destination. There's some big stuff that's going on. What can you tell? How much can you discuss that at the moment? Because it does sound like you're working on some big things.
That's a huge wow. That is just huge. And I'm going to give you a little tease here. You should invite us back in about 7 months. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have some exciting announcements to talk about with mountain biking. We've been working very closely with the International Mountain Biking Association. I know Catherine and others attended the World Summit meeting this past year, and we may have some announcements for that. And we've been working very closely with the Roanoke International Mountain Biking Association. So I think that it's going to be fun what we're going to be have to announce. It's going to bring an incredible number of people in.
Okay, we've got a minute left, so really it's about 30 seconds to answer this. Does tourism essentially go away here in the winter? There's no ski areas here. Do you really, is there much going on here in the winter that you can point to?
I can tell you we're a year-round destination. We're, you look at a beach, which might only be the summer. We market for five seasons out of the year, and we're finding that there's much more, more and more growing interest for every season. For fact, January, we just had an increase in visitation of over 9% in the city of Roanoke compared to last year. So good stuff.
Okay, again, we want to thank our guests this morning. That was Landon Howard, also Catherine Fox, the president of Virginia, Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, and VP of Public Affairs and Development. Catherine and Landon, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good to be here.